My Life by Bob Muntz. Not all of us are cut out to be lawyers, teachers, or engineers, but nearly all of us have the capacity to do useful work and contribute to the world in which we live. Unfortunately, blind people who are not superstars are frequently pushed off to the sidelines, relegated needlessly to inactivity or substandard employment. Bob Muntz tells just such a story. Far too many years passed before he really got the help he needed. Here is what he has to say about how the National Federation of the Blind helped to turn his life around. I work for Price Costco. I have my own apartment. I've had a girlfriend for 13 years who is true to me. But my life wasn't always so good. When I was little, I slept on the floor at home with my four brothers. I didn't know what a bed or a pillow was until I went away to school. The school bought me clothes because my mother couldn't afford to. When I went home on weekends, my brothers would take my new clothes and send me back to school in rags. After that happened a couple of times, the school had me go back to the dorm an hour before we left for the weekend and change back to the rags so I could leave my new clothing at school. At the school for the blind, I was not taught very much Braille because I could still see a little. I left the school in 1970, not having learned enough Braille to use in a job. Then I was sent to an adult training program in New Hyde Park, New York, where I asked if I could learn Braille. They said no. They thought I didn't need Braille, and they would decide for me what I did and did not need. I didn't agree with them, but I didn't know what to do. After I left New Hyde Park, which was a one-year program, I decided to leave my mother's house. A social worker talked to my mother about my entering a boarding situation where the landlady was also blind. I don't know why her blindness was relevant to my blindness. It may have been that since both of us were blind, the social worker thought we'd have things in common. We had nothing in common. It was while I lived at this boarding house that I worked for 7 years in a sheltered workshop, in which I often made only 40 cents an hour. In 1986, I left the sheltered workshop and found a job on my own in a supermarket. I lived in the boarding house from 1972 to 1989, when I had a serious accident which pretty much took away the rest of my usable vision. It took me a year to recover from that accident, and the result was that I couldn't go back to my previous job collecting carts in a supermarket. I was unemployed for 3 years until I got the chance to go to the National Federation of the Blind Training Center in Louisiana. There, more than 25 years after leaving high school, I finally got the kind of help I really needed. I learned cooking, typing, mobility, Braille, and even fun things like swimming and fishing. After I came back from Louisiana, I got my current job. In this job, I work on the floor folding clothes and in the back behind the counter preparing and serving hot dogs and other foods. I also go outside to make sure everything is clean and in place. My girlfriend's father is trying to persuade me to go into a group home because he does not think that blind people can function on their own. I have my own apartment, a job, and a girlfriend. I do my own shopping and cleaning. The only thing I do get help with is reading my mail and writing letters. So my answer to my girlfriend's father is, I have no reason to live in a group home or work in sheltered employment when I am making it in the real world. If not for the National Federation of the Blind, I would not believe in myself, and I would not be where I am today. I know I would never have left my 40 cents an hour sheltered workshop job and had the confidence to do the work and live the life I now enjoy so much. It's truly a different world for me.